Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
74136. Yes.
Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, I want to make sure that I got that zip right. Can you verify for me again, please?
74136.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Kathy with a K, Henry.
All right. And that didn't come up. So the zip was 74136?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to try your name. It'll come up with that. And it's K-A-T-H-Y?
Yes.
And H-E-N-R-Y?
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. All right, we loading. All right, can you go ahead and what's your email address, ma'am?
KDHCC.
I got you. The only reason I asked because I had some more Kathy Henrys, but I did get you pulled up. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
6520 South Gary Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right, I got you, ma'am. Thank you for that verification. You're loading up now. And when it comes up, then we can proceed. Okay, I can test you. What is your first name? I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm still loading up.
Okay.
Sometimes it's quick, sometimes it's a couple seconds. And it never takes this long. Can you tell me what's going on? Are you calling about charges?
I'm checking. I requested to have my account canceled. And I have a cancellation number, and I want to make sure that it has been canceled.
All right. Well, I got you pulled up. I'm just waiting now. Wow, I can't believe this, Miss Henry. I'm serious.
Uh-huh.
Wow. It ever took your system this long to load? It did. I done refreshed it and everything.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. All right, thank you. All right, Miss Henry, that charge that came out the 4th of July, it's been fully refunded.
Yes.
So let me see when. And you want?
Mm-hmm. You have a. I have a cancellation number. Is that account canceled or is it still active?
It is canceled and refunded, and I got that. You have the cancellation code?
Yes. What do you have?
All right. I got 260, 83, 16, 21.
No.
You may have an order number.
I have K, C as in cat, 021.
K021. Okay, that may be a supervisor's.
C, 021, yeah.
That may be a supervisor's code, but I, like when you stated earlier that you wanted to make sure that you were canceled, right?
Yes. So you're saying that I no longer have an account with you?
That's right. You no longer have an account. I can still see the information, but from the us assisting you, you got canceled and refunded.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help then. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And you'll see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. You say you called in today, right?
No, this was about a week ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah, it's you charged me twice and you said they said they would give me credit 100% refund.
Right.
That's 59. And they only refunded one of the two charges.
And you're speaking about that $56.95?
Yes.
And the one that came out in May?
I had one in May.
Yes, ma'am. You had one in May.
All right. I see a charge on that showing up on my credit card. I see one in that was from July the, let's see, I don't know. Maybe the account, maybe they made it on the 3rd and it was posted on the 4th of June.
That could be possible. Yes, ma'am. That could be possible. How many charges do you see?
2.
All right.
But I could have missed it on a previous card earlier than that. How many do you show?
Because I got to transfer you for those charges. But you got a $39.99. That's a smart health planner. And you got a billing. See, these are recurring charges. So that's why they came monthly.
I need to see about. Okay, when was that charge?
Let's do it like this. This account was created February the 22nd, 2022. Your shipping fee was $7.95, and it was for that tracker tag. All right, once you got that tracker tag, you became a member of that Tech Gadget Store, and there's a membership fee that came along with that. That's why you see that $56.95.
That's the part that I did not know, and I paid for the $7.95 shipping fee, and that's how they hook you to get you on to charge you for these other things.
All right,
so how many did I get?
All right, because that's what I was trying to get to. You got one in June, May. You got another smart health plan that was $39.99. That was in April. You got another one in March, in February. So it's basically February through July. That agent went.
And she told me I would have all of my charges removed, and she didn't.
Wow, she said all of them?
She said 100% refund. I had something like a rebate. Something of $200, they would apply that to that stuff.
Hold on 1 second.
She spoke another language, and I couldn't understand what she was saying.
Well, just let me know if it's any time that you can't understand me or I'm speaking too fast.
I can understand you, yeah.
All right. Hold on 1 second. And you said she told you that every charge on the account would be refunded?
Yes. All I knew of on this one statement were the two, the $6.59.
Okay, okay, okay.
But I didn't realize all these other charges have been put on there.
All right.
Because she said I have to speak to my supervisor, and she said I did. She said refund the money, and she said you have 100% refund, and then said something about a rebate.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna transfer you to a supervisor.
Okay.
All right, I just had to notate your account. All right, Ms. Henry, I thank you for your patience, ma'am. I got you all squared away. I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor so you can continue to speak with her about those charges or him.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you, and I thank you for calling customer support. Hang tight for me for 1 second.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. And I do thank you for your patience while my system was going incredibly slow. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. But I'm transferring you now to that suit where you can speak with them about those charges. All right, Ms. Henry. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.